KPG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie says it gives away too much to lower-income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits, but they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to new charges of involuntary manslaughter after a deadly movie set shooting in 2021. ABC's Mola Lenghi says we're also learning more about the woman in charge of the prop weapons on the set of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
Court documents show 4 days after the shooting, the film's prop master told another crew member in one text exchange about Hannah Gutierrez. I told you Hannah was blackout drunk last weekend, right? Court documents say witnesses also claimed Gutierrez was high on marijuana in her hotel room while simultaneously in possession of ammunition to be used on the set.
She is also facing manslaughter charges. Some scary moments on a ski lift in Mammoth Mountain in California. A 16-year-old slipping off but grabbed by other people. Margot Wagner watching it all happen.
Everyone was yelling, chanting together to stop the lift.
The others on the chair couldn't pull the 16-year-old back up, and even though workers got a net underneath, she still slammed to the ground, was taken to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%. You can see in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy, dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here through much of the day, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. High today, 42. Wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 40. By Saturday, partly cloudy with a high back up to 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alball. Thursday at noon, our old friend, columnist, and Renaissance man, John Roach, stops by. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is time to wake up now.
Wake up! Don't sleep your life away.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go f*** yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
We are the voices of defiance. Madison Radio WMDX. Yes, indeed. And yes. Yeah, I can't hear you. I can't hear Gordy.
My microphone doesn't appear to be functional. What's going on?
Yeah, well, Gordy is over here, and his mic. You know, we don't prepare at all for this show. there's no way to know actually whether the mic is live or not.
Well,
do it now. Yeah. Do it live. But here we are. I got to tell you, the drive-in was scary because there is just a tremendous amount of black ice out there. Just
really?
you never know when that ice is going to be out there at a corner or a stoplight, or it's just there on curves, on bridges. I was gliding all over the place in certain sections of the road on University Avenue on the way into town. Into the big city next to the Capitol, a block away on State Street. Did I mention that before? No, I had not. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm just rambling on and on, but we're just trying to get our microphones to work because that is what it's all about here at the John and Gordy Show.
All right. Is this microphone working?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I've got to completely reconfigure everything here.
Wonder what happened there, huh?
I don't know.
These kids come in here at night and they work.
Maybe it's the devils, you know, those devil
guys. Yeah, they did this to you.
You got to exorcise this studio every time they use it.
They don't expect us to come in here.
Yeah.
And then rumor had gotten out that we're going to be in the studio this morning, and then they just told you to, you know, let's sabotage that microphone for Gordy.
Okay.
You know, John's name is first.
So. That's right.
Yeah.
You get preferential treatment always, right?
Okay, we're going to reverse it today, you know, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll today be right
here.
Today's
the Gordy and John show.
It's extremely bright light right in my face. That's great.
How do we do that? Well, we got to change that, don't we?
We'll
do that during the next break.
All right, well, sounds good.
Can you do this now? Are you good?
For now, it's all good.
For the National Day Calendar, as we all wait breathlessly to find out what day they've designated for today, my God.
Well, it is February 1st. Happy February.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
We had a good January.
Is it an extra long month?
What do you mean? Is it leap year?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
See?
Yeah. See, yeah, what happens big, every
big,
4 years.
Big news. Big news. The big news, of course, is president nominee
Nikki Haley.
Basically saying that if, you know, if Texas wants to secede, then let him.
That's the big news.
Oh, God. Yeah. She appeared on this one, this talk show, and they got all of this information out of her where no other talk hosts can do. And, you know, these guys were just getting gold, and they're still in the news because she is continually, I mean, they're going through this interview and they're finding all this stuff that she said.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there, man. She is really out there. Okay, let's get to the National Day calendar. We'll play that cut a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay. It's National Dark Chocolate Day. Oh. John, do you like dark chocolate? You know, it's really good for you.
That's the only chocolate that I would eat.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't like just regular chocolate?
No. Milk chocolate is not good. It's too much fat, too much milk. It doesn't have that edge. And by the way, you get more flavonoids in the darker chocolates.
Yes.
And not only that, but it's also high in oxalates. So if you're one of those people prone to get kidney stones, you don't eat chocolate because of the oxalate level in it.
Thank you, Dr. Peterson.
There you go.
Okay. It's also known as bittersweet chocolate. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, I did.
It's different from milk chocolate, as you explained. Candy makers add milk or butter. I don't care about this. Okay.
Let's move on. It's good that people know the junk that they put in the milk chocolate.
Dark chocolate includes no added milk or butter. Instead, the percentage of cocoa solids remaining in the chocolate determines how dark the chocolate is.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the ratio, the darker the chocolate. It may also have a slightly bitter taste. I kind of like that taste, though.
Yeah, that's what makes it good.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it is also Optimist Day. Hey, things are looking up.
And you know, we are two optimists.
Oh, right? Boy, aren't we, though? Yeah. Optimist Day. Confident people look to the future with hope. On Optimist Day, we celebrate the volunteers who share their enthusiasm, skills, and talent to make tomorrow a vibrant and peaceful tomorrow. What is tomorrow, Friday?
Well, okay, most of them are optimists in the MAGA movement.
They're very
up on just what a great America we would have with Trump.
Yeah, well, optimist organizations around the world volunteer their time and skills each year. Working with community. You've heard of the Optimist organization.
That's not a MAGA.
They don't do that.
So that excludes them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, it's National Texas Day. We're talking about Texas already.
Seceding
from the Union.
Good idea. Yeah. That, according to Nikki Haley, it might be a good idea to let them go.
Yeah. National Texas Day celebrates the Lone Star State. Recognizing it along with its fierce record of independent people and history. Oh, they're independent, all right. The 28th state may not be the only state with a record of being a republic. But their dramatic revolution and fight has made them what they are today. Yeah, they're independent. Independent people down in Texas. Uh-huh. Deep in the heart,
Texas.
Get on your 10-gallon hat there. Let's celebrate Texas. Oh, boy. Yeah, so Nikki Haley says, you know, go ahead and secede. We don't care.
Yeah. Actually, I like that attitude. You know, I might agree with her on this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, let them flounder down there by themselves.
Mm, okay. It's National Get Up Day. I don't know. Well, let's investigate this.
We did
a little
that already, I guess. Not a hard one to accomplish.
Okay, let's go.
We got to work on these things.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. National Get Up Day on February 1st offers an opportunity to share inspiring stories of perseverance. The day reminds us to pick ourselves up when we've fallen down.
With that black ice out there.
Yeah, be careful.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Get up, stand up. All right.
There you go. Dun,
dun, Marley. Mm-hmm. Okay. National Baked Alaska Day. Baked Alaska. Wow. When was the last time you had baked Alaska?
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that is exactly.
Well, it's ice cream and cake come together on February 1st in a celebration for National Baked Alaska Day. It's an elaborate dessert that's also known as Omelette Norvégienne. I can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
Baked Alaska is made with hard ice cream on a base of sponge cake and covered in a shell of toasted meringue.
Oh, toasted meringue.
Toasted meringue. That sounds kind of tasty. Kind of
a, is
I
it like
that.
A flame-on thing? The...
I don't think so. It looks just looks like a regular pie to
baked
me.
Baked Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah. Right to me. I don't think we, well, I don't know. Baked Alaska.
Well, you know, I challenge anybody to bring a baked Alaska into the studio. We'll try it and see if we like it. Okay. Anybody just walking around with your baked Alaska with you today?
Yeah, why not? It's going to be a nice day, John. It's 31 degrees, yeah. Clear skies.
No, it's not that nice. it's black ice.
What do you
man.
Mean? We're
it's black ice out there.
Seriously?
Yes. Well, you know, I thought I wipe the windows when I go out to the car to see if it's either ice or just water. It was water. And all of a sudden, I'm driving, and it just turns to ice.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, be careful out there. 41 for a high this afternoon with sunshine. So it's, you know, yesterday was beautiful.
It was a fantastic
day. We got another day like that today.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, I think are we going to have a meteorologist come in today or no?
No, that's on Mondays,
all right.
John.
All right.
We've had that set on Mondays for like a month now, but you'll get used to the schedule eventually. Yeah, so
I'll work on that.
You know what? I can't stand this. I gotta get a chair. So you know, do your thing for a minute.
No, why don't I move? Yeah. You take this chair.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that chair is all set up for you.
Oh no, it isn't.
Oh really?
No, I don't remember.
We're shuffling that. We're rearranging all the furniture in the studio. Before the show's over.
The chairs on the Titanic. We're going down this morning.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now what I do with my
sinking
head.
Fast. There we go. That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
It does. It does. It's perfectly set up.
Sam, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing grand this morning.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, no, we got it. Oh, the light is off of you. No good.
Do you have the what happened on this day in history?
I do.
Can you share some of that?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned it with the rest of the Texas stuff. Today, in 1861, Texas seceded from the Union.
Oh, see? They did it once. They can do it again.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're used to it.
On this day in 1960, the first sit-in at a lunch counter occurred in Woolworths in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Inspired a whole bunch more. You guys were around for that. A whole bunch of more sit-ins after that in the Civil Rights Movement.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah, I was 10 years old, and I was part of that movement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sure. 1973, the first handheld scientific calculator went on sale. Mm-hmm. Take a guess at how much it cost.
Oh, I don't know. $300.
You're not that far off. $395.
Oh, okay.
Almost $400.
What do I win? Okay.
But still, my kids were in, I think it was maybe middle school, and we had to buy calculators for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're still pretty pricey.
Really?
For some of these, I can't remember, mechanical?
For like a graphing calculator, like $80, $90.
They are. Hmm. Yep. We had to buy one of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Today in 2003, mm-hmm. The space shuttle Columbia was destroyed on reentry to the atmosphere.
Yeah. That was sad. Yeah. That was awful, actually.
Yeah. My mom has a newspaper from that day. She kept it. I remember looking at it when I was younger.
Yeah, it was,
Okay.
And still kind of stunned.
Yes. And anything else on this day?
That's all I got now. But
February 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
History is being made every moment of every day, so we got something to look forward to.
Yeah, where have I heard that before a few times
Thank you, Sam, for that comment. Okay. Yeah.
But we could consider that, you know, history.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
We're making history right here on the show this morning.
Are we?
A lot of people are thinking, wow,
this is historically bad.
This show is history.
Yeah. Oh, golly.
Oh, my gosh. We got so much coming up today.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about a pronunciation of a word that, boy, you guys are already battling this out.
We are battling it out. It's the GIF. Controversy.
Or the GIF.
It's GIF.
No, it's GIF.
All right.
No. A listener gave us the information on that. We'll check it out.
This This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Earl, you're listening to Mad Radio.
People are talking about WMDX. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influences. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we could possibly be influencers.
Sweet. Well, maybe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM,
on your local civic media
on the
radio
dial,
station,
if you're still looking at
the
dials.
What's that? Kids at home are asking, what's a dial?
Yeah, what's a dial, Dad? Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, dating you a little bit there, 92.7 FM, though. Hey. You know, you can see the digits the screen.
Hey, good coffee this morning. Yeah. Good coffee. Huh? Who made the coffee?
I made the coffee.
And it's really good.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yeah, right here.
Who wants coffee?
Hey, wait, you got it.
It's the good coffee you made.
Bob, get out of here. Will you throw that guy out?
Does anybody want coffee?
Yes. Everybody wants coffee.
He's running through the whole office now.
There's nobody here.
He just wants to give coffee to all the people that aren't here.
I just make coffee. He wants coffee.
The insane coffee man joining us.
Yes.
Every morning. Yeah.
Well, let's get into the GIF controversy. There's really no controversy at all, but I'm in a studio filled with people who want to make this an issue. A controversy.
You brought it up.
It's not an issue. I brought it up because I said it the right way. It's a GIF, not a GIF.
No.
But you guys, you know, just keep saying it wrong. And
GIF
is a
peanut butter.
You.
GIF is a peanut butter. GIF is a graphic. What is it, Sam? A graphic
interface format.
Okay.
That's it.
Graphic. You don't say graphic.
Well, you can thank one of our listeners who sent me a link.
Okay.
To the Atlantic, who explained it this way. More than two decades ago, in 1987, CompuServe developed the graphic interface format, a file that allows users with incompatible PCs to exchange pictures. They dubbed it the GIF, pronounced with a soft G, like GIF, the peanut butter. And that is it. That's all there is. I'm not reading anymore. And then all of a sudden, everybody started saying it the wrong way because they thought, well, the G stands for graphic. And no, that's not what the G stands for exactly, sound-wise. They named it a GIF, not a GIF.
Okay.
All right. So there's your little piece of information this morning.
I think the whole idea of, like, as you call it, the soft G sound,
yes,
making the sound of a J with a G is a dumb idea. Like people who spell who are named Jeff but spelled with a G.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but your name is spelled really dumb.
Yeah, no, Jerry. Jerry is a G.
Yeah,
Jerry with a G.
Yeah, G E O F F R E Y is like a English
Jeffrey. Yeah,
Jeffrey.
I guess.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you have it.
Thank you. You just proved my point.
What are the people that are involved in graphic arts call it? A GIF or a GIF? I mean, the people that do graphic
design. You're not a graphic artist, Gordy. Huh? I don't know.
Okay. What? You went to what?
I'm just saying he was recently in school. He must have heard people
talk. I'm not a graphic arts.
What's the
I
accepted,
wasn't a graphic arts student.
What's the accepted pronunciation?
It's both. The fight continues for a reason.
Because you guys won't let go, and you won't say it the right way. And I guess we could just keep the fight going.
The problem is people always like whenever they see the word for the first time, they read it. They don't hear it spoken.
Right. Right.
And so they just think of it on their own.
Right. And they just say GIF.
Okay. So this has been going on for how long? 20 years? When did they invent this thing?
1987.
Oh, good Lord.
87.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. We can't settle on it right now?
35 years?
No. No, we're not going to
okay.
settle on this.
All right.
Not today.
Not ever.
Ever.
Okay.
All right. So I'm glad we've taken care of the mystery of the GIF.
We'll agree to disagree, John.
Yeah. If you want chime in on this, 608-879-8255. It's a big controversial issue, again, exclusively here on the John and Gordy Show. Okay.
How about the controversial Marjorie Taylor Greene? How about that, huh?
What now?
Oh, yeah. She put out a tweet. Just an interesting thing. When you think about her personality, the kind of person this is, she wrote, "Democrats are so jealous. They don't have a Donald Trump. They would give anything to have him, but they don't. They're like a jealous girl that got tossed to the side. They're blinded by hate and jealousy and will do anything to stop him because they can't have him." Psycho. Yeah. And she did. She ended it with psycho, which, you know, basically, is that a signature?
Yes.
So is she signing her name?
She signs off like that all the time now. There's something wrong with her.
Okay. Now let's get to her whining about border security and terrorists and all those kinds of things. This is almost comical when you think about whining about security. We must have security. We must guard the southern border. Mm-hmm. And yet, let's play cut 187, if you can, please.
Let's talk about Border Patrol apprehensions between ports of entry at the southwest border of terrorists.
And I have to say, it is pretty rich.
Yeah.
Hearing the gentleman from Georgia express her concern about terrorism when she literally was selling defund the FBI t-shirts and hats on her website for $30 a piece.
Oh my God.
$30 for the shirts and another $30 for the hats. You don't get both for just the $30. The leading law enforcement agency tasked with combating terrorism in this country and keeping people safe, and she wants to defund it. So I am not going to take any lectures from her on securing this homeland from terror. And with that, I yield back.
There you yield back. Okay. Thank you.
Well, it all.
Kind of told her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't have it both ways there, Marjorie. Oh, God.
She's making money on it. Yeah. $30 a hat.
But then again, you know, the Republicans obviously don't want to do anything about border security at all. Let's play cut 181.
Well, I'm just a little confused by that last statement. You say this is not going to be fixed with laws. What the hell are we doing here, then?
We are laying the foundation for an administration that will enforce these laws and strengthen their hand.
Four times on 91 felony counts?
I can't foresee the future, but I can tell you this.
The guy who just has been forced to pay $85 million for defaming a woman he sexually abused? I mean, that's who you're... I mean, come on. I mean...
Isn't it?
That's
something, you know, the Democrats are getting gutsy at this point.
They're throwing all that into the mix.
They are truly tired of all of this, and they're not going to take it anymore. And I love that aggressive nature.
Mm-hmm.
Will more people do this? Will they? You know, sometimes they say it's always both sides. And I think Democrats, liberals, progressives have basically had it with that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, since like 2008 or 2007, when I started my blog, I thought if I could just put out there exactly the facts, people could make their conclusions and they can compare those actual facts to what is being said by politicians, and I'd convince them, I'd change them over. They would listen. They'd become knowledgeable and informed voters.
How did that pan out?
I was wrong. I was very wrong.
Well, at least you admit it.
Well, you know,
you're right. I mean, things have become more extreme over the years. And there's almost no room for compromise anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it, you know,
what's the middle ground?
There is no middle ground anymore. There is no center.
No.
They talk about, you know, the people who haven't decided yet. And that's, I don't believe that's true. I think they have decided they are one-issue voters, and they're just kind of wait to see if somebody says something that sparks their interest, but that's not going to happen. They're decided. They know how they're going to vote. There's no middle ground anymore. You have to be one way or the other, and we hope that we can convince people the truth it matters more than anything.
6:29, coming up, a lesson on Trump's disastrous tariffs.
Yes.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cattle and calves inventory continues to decline in the current cattle cycle. Inventory peaked in 2019, and today we're at historic lows. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday morning. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says the previous lowest U.S. cattle and calves inventory was in 1951 at 82.1 million head. 2024 inventory is at 87.2 million. Kurt Larson is the president and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He says he doesn't know when these numbers will turn around.
This is going to be a long-term fix. We're looking at several years. This is, you know, again, our cow numbers, cow herd is the lowest it's been since 51. We've got the smallest calf crop we've had since 41. Prices are still pretty good on the slaughter side, so you're still going to see a lot of these heifers going into the feedlots, just because they've got enough value there. So it's going to take a long time to get this herd built back up.
Kurt Larson is the president and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. We'll take a look at our morning markets next.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar, it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount. That's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
Thursday from Chicago, cash corn is trading down 2¾ cents at 4.45½. December new crop corn is down a penny at 4.79 a bushel. Cash beans are down 7¾ cents at 12.14½. And November new crop beans are trading down 6 cents at 11.93¾. And July new crop wheat is down 3½ cents at 6.06¾. Taking a look at fluid milk, the February Class 3 milk contract is trading up 3 cents at 16.13 a hundredweight. The March contract is down 13 cents at 16.78. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was down a penny at $1.52. The 40-pound block cheese up a quarter of a cent at $1.65. And AA butter closed down 3¾ cents at $2.76½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Some patchy, dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here through much of the day, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. High today, 42. Wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 40. By Saturday, partly cloudy with a high back up to 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man.
Yeah, I'm a tax man. Mad Radio, WMDX. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM and all of your social media dial as you're watching us on your phone and having it channeled into your Bluetooth car stereo. That is the way to do it. We recommend that. A little black ice out there, so be careful while you're watching.
Okay. Yeah, it's slippery.
Yeah, it could be slippery, and we're talking about taxes here. I want to give you the wrong answer right away.
Okay.
About tariffs, okay?
Is this a quiz?
This is a look at the Trump tariffs that we experienced during the Trump administration. Not a lot of sad about those tariffs, but guess who brought it up? Stephen Miller, the idiot that worked under Trump, and he's the guy who wanted to take kids away from their parents and never give them back. Nice guy, real nice guy. But this is what he said about tariffs. He says tariffs are taxes on foreign producers, not American. Tariffs are what built America. Ripping down tariffs are how globalists, elites, gutted manufacturing towns in South Carolina. And restoring tariffs are how we bring those jobs back. That is completely wrong. Completely wrong. That is the wrong answer. Now, Steve Rattner, he's an economist guy on MSNBC Morning Joe, and his stats are impeccable.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, so he said basically his response to this was, Econ 101, the burden of taxes fall on both producers and consumers, with the distribution depending on the elasticities of supply and demand. U.S. customers and importers, the evidence shows, shouldered almost the entire burden of Trump's tariffs. So in other words, we paid for it in what we did when we went out and purchased this stuff during the Trump administration. And I've highlighted something here that I think is very interesting to add to that. We find that the U.S. import tariffs were almost completely passed through into the U.S. domestic prices in 2018. So that the entire incidence of the tariffs fell on domestic consumers, that would be us, and importers up to now, with no impact so far on the prices received by foreign exporters. They were unaffected. We paid the price. You could almost call it something like inflation, right? You could almost put it in that category. But no one complained. You know why? Because Trump was out there constantly campaigning, and he bragged about how great the economy was, and no one paid attention to the actual facts and what was really happening to their wallets.
So if he got in again, he would probably want to do the same kind of thing.
He has promised to do the same thing.
Right, yeah. Yep. Do the tariffs, and then we pay the price.
I believe, and I could be wrong in this, but I think he already proposed that he would have a 10% tariff on all things coming into the country. So every importer into this country would be paying a 10% tariff, according to Trump. I think that would raise prices, because we have the proof right here. We find that the U.S. import tariffs were almost completely passed through into the U.S. domestic price that we pay. There you go.
That's what happened last time, and that'll happen again if Trump gets in.
Yeah. That is how it works. Mm-hmm. That is Econ 101. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take a bow. Applause.
Just a little add nice. A little harmony to that. We
nicely done.
We could release a record.
Okay.
Let's get into transgender Americans will soon be banned in the U.S. And this is basically my impression of the news story that I checked out. In stunning news released overnight, Florida Department Motor Vehicles has now banned gender marker changes unilaterally. A letter released says that all trans people misrepresenting their gender are guilty of fraud and revocations of their licenses are likely.
What in the world?
It's retroactive.
That's nuts.
It is nuts.
Yeah.
It has the immediate effect of locking all computer system gender marker changes. Effectively, immediately, the DMV is now interpreting gender to mean biological sex. And these laws include a criminal bathroom ban by which people can be arrested in many public buildings if they use the incorrect bathroom. Your mind just kind of...
How are they going to enforce any of this?
How do you grasp something as ridiculous as something like that?
It's just, because of privacy laws and everything else, how can you possibly enforce anything like this?
I don't know.
What are we going to go around and check everybody every time they walk into a bathroom?
A bathroom. Yeah, you can't even walk into a bathroom now and be safe. Apparently, according to law enforcement, anyway, they're going to get you. And I remember, I attended these comic conferences in Chicago at the McCormick Place.
Sure.
And that had gender-neutral bathrooms, and we were all standing in line, and the little kids with their moms were standing there watching guys standing at urinals. I mean, seriously, it was just, it was really shocking at first, and then all of a sudden just became normal. Yeah. After a few visits to the bathroom. But, if they can do it down there in Chicago, I would imagine that it can spread to other cities, other convention centers, and they'd be doing it everywhere.
Gender neutral bathrooms. I think they're becoming pretty widespread.
I think so. They have them here.
Yeah, here at Civic Media.
This groundbreaking radio station. Right down the hall.
That's a way, it's really not that big of a deal. In the big picture.
It is.
But
a big deal to them.
Well,
importantly, anyone who misrepresents their gender is guilty of fraud. This is so crazy.
Fraud.
What kind of this is this really what we call the American dream? Freedom. This is not really freedom.
No.
And there are criminal and civil penalties as well as cancellation, suspension, or revocation of their driver's licenses in Florida now. Why even go there? Who wants to go to Florida? Anyway, it continues here. Such revocations may happen if, for instance, a trans person is stopped by a police officer who learns that they are transgender on the side of the road. And your taillights said, "Oh, wait a minute! Look at you,
No kidding. That's what it's come to.
It has.
They're
going to
haul them out by the side of the road and inspect them for what they are.
Yeah,
what they pretend to be.
It's just unbelievable. It's hard to wrap your mind around this stupidity.
It is
this fear they have. There's one other result, too. It could result in many trans Floridians losing driving privileges.
Yeah.
And then will likely force many out of the state and revoke licenses, meaning, get this, losing their ID, which means losing their voting access.
John, we have Mark on the line this morning with a comment on this. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Yeah, this is just ridiculous. I mean, I can't remember how old. I'm 65 now, and I can't remember how old I was when I read the story about Christine Jorgensen. I don't think I was even 14. But it was in some magazine that there was an article on her in there, and that I go, well, that's different. I mean, for God's sakes, I knew I was heterosexual when I was 6 years old, and I had a crush on a little blonde girl named Jill Anderson.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that in the third, fourth grade, it was Cammy Anderson. And she had honey blonde hair. I can remember that. But, I mean, these guys, I mean, what? I mean, I've been doing a little poking around at the internet and looking at, you know, reading on history and all this. And back in antiquity, they accepted those people. They just admitted that those people actually existed.
Hmm.
That, I mean, in the Bible, it said that, you know, God, Jesus talks about, you know, men that are born eunuchs and others are made by men, and that, but kind of admitting that there actually are people that are biologically different. And that,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Why can't people just, there's just a small percentage of our population that is in that spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But why not let people live and be happy about it and let them live their lives? And they're getting people all stirred up about this stuff, because why is this becoming an issue right now? It's simply because Donald Trump has stirred up hatred, and these people, haters like to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is just
he's opened the door for people to act like this, to act out on their biggest fears, their own moral judgments, and passing them on to other people. And I remember way back when, you know, when you talk about your constitutional rights, your freedoms, it usually stops at the end of your nose, basically. If you start, you know, enforcing your freedoms on somebody else, then they're losing theirs. And that's where your constitutional rights end. So you really, really have to kind of look at this, and it's almost shocking. And the thing is, think about the time when we're going to have to go back on all of this stuff and reform all of these stupid laws that they're putting in place. I mean, it's going to be a major cleaning of the House or the Senate or the Assembly or wherever they come up with these laws. It's just incredible how we're going to have to get rid of all of this trash. All this is political maneuvering. You know that, right, Mark? And I know it.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know if you remember the show Ally McBeal.
Yes, sure.
They had unisex bathrooms there because they had the stalls covered, you know, the high walls on the bathroom stalls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that everybody, you know, everybody goes to the bathroom, and if you could solve it like that, and just you know, make these bathrooms all unisex in the public places, and make them, you know, for, you know, people to be modest about it, and might cost a little bit more, but maybe that would take the freak out of it.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the bathrooms look like in these schools now, the newer schools, but I'm sure that they're more or less gender neutral at this point. Mm-hmm. And even the showers, I understand they're somewhat neutral in
the
fact that they cover people. You can kind of put a wall up or a curtain or something like that. They have them at the clubs, the fitness clubs do that now. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mark. Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
It's just crazy.
608-879-8255 is our number. You can call us or text us or get on the Civic Media app to get a hold of us.
What I'd like to do, I have this incredible cut.
Okay.
And I want to bring it up early this first hour, and then we're going to play it later in the next hour, because this is just entertaining as heck to me anyway, and I'm hoping that you'll find it the same way.
Okay.
This is Allison's Angle from AON Network, and she is really against all this Taylor Swift football stuff.
Oh, no.
Let's check it out. 196 is the number to put in, and we'll check this. Oh, listen to
America's
this.
America's pop star celebrity sweetheart joins forces with the top dog in the NFL, playing for the team that's going to the Super Bowl. I mean, let's be real here. This is bread and circuses on steroids. Major League Sports, in and of itself, is nothing but a psyop. The kids plugged into the cycle of going to public indoctrination camps, playing sports for their school, and going to games. Many end up devoting their entire childhood to competing in various sports, only to be cut from the team, at which point they become brainwashed into supporting professional teams because they know their dreams of becoming a pro athlete will probably never happen. So then they become obsessed with some grown man who gets paid millions of dollars every year to throw a ball around while promoting poison death shots and child slave labor through various brand deals and endorsements. So sad. Imagine being so brainwashed by sports, you actually show up to your team stadium to shovel snow for free so you can watch a bunch of grown men who are overpaid tackle each other. Seriously, though, trudging through 3 feet of snow amid a massive blizzard just to watch a game? Yeah, sorry, you couldn't pay me to do that. Just imagine for a moment if people were as dedicated to Jesus as they are professional sports. I think the country might look pretty different if that were the case. But sadly, as we know, it's not. And perhaps that's why we're witnessing the crumbling and degradation of our once great nation.
Super.
Instead, all we seem to care about are the celebrities and athletes propped up by the Hollywood elites. And this ongoing theater, this fake, carefully crafted show that the masses have been hypnotized by and can't seem to turn off.
That's shoveling for free in Lambeau Field is a big deal.
Barely so. Coming up, Florida residents oppose a bill banning pride flags.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM, broadcasting from State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. If you're wondering where the heck are these guys located, I want to punch them out.
Well, let's not go there.
They want to thank us. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
What was I thinking?
We are live and direct right from the state capitol. It's clear this morning, 31 degrees, maybe a little bit of slippery roads here and there.
I don't know. Black ice.
Okay. Yeah. And high today, about 41. It's going to be bright and beautiful and sunny all day long.
So positive.
Yes.
You know, Florida is so screwed up.
Happy February.
They're just the craziest state. I always thought they were.
Yeah. Well, but who's the governor down DeSantis there? Let me think about that. DeSantis. Huh.
Yeah. Failed presidential candidate. I got it. Anyway, he's still pressing forward with all this crazy crap.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of the residents down there aren't going along with some of this stuff, especially some Florida residents were very vocal in their opposition to a bill that would ban certain flags from being displayed. We've heard stories like this before where they have pride flags, stickers on a classroom wall or something like that. Well, this is taking it that one step further. And I have a clip here of those people, vocal people who oppose this ban and the good reasons they have for opposing it.
The premise for this bill is very simple, and one that we should all agree with on this committee. Our taxpayer dollars, they should not be subsidizing political speech in government buildings and classrooms. It's time we stopped letting local governments and public school teachers from using classrooms and government buildings as their indoctrination pulpit.
Allowing diverse symbols that represent an identity and community, not a political party or ideology, fosters inclusivity, encouraging a society where individuals feel accepted and valued for who they are. True freedom involves addressing the pressing issues that impact Floridians daily, such as affordable housing and our homeowners insurance crisis. This bill detracts and distracts from these very important matters.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I think her line, diverse symbols are not political or ideological. but encourage diversity and inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the line.
That's it.
That is the argument against all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're trying to politicize everything. Everything, flags, colors, whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's just political to them because it is political to them. Not anybody else, not the people who are affected by their narrow-mindedness. It's a little infuriating. But again, I think it's a great way. It's not political or ideological. It's diversity and inclusion, and it's about people and their lives, and they have no right to try to control other people's lives.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to micromanage everything and make it political. Like you say, any possible way to any issue, anything that's a hot button issue, let's politicize it as much as possible.
Well, they're doing that with tech. You know, they interviewed a few tech giants yesterday in Congress, right?
Yeah.
And grilled them because they want tech industry somehow to control or keeping kids away from their platforms, basically.
Yeah. And I understand the tech people kind of were apologetic.
Yes.
They were. As they should be.
Yeah.
Because they should be doing more.
There was a lot that they couldn't foresee, and it just, you know, it was a landslide eventually of viewers and people who became a part of the networks. So they're trying to do something about it. So how would a social media ban for children under 16 work, basically? Mm-hmm. I mean, how would they enforce something like that?
Yeah.
Florida lawmakers are trying to do just that somehow. So is Congress, even some Democrats, which is disturbing to me. It would ban kids under 16 from having social media accounts, and they would outright cancel those accounts. Just like that. Once they pass this law in Florida, those accounts have to be canceled by social media companies, which is really difficult to even try to fathom how they would do something like that. You know, it brings back the days of Dirty Dancing. Remember how horrible dancing was at one time? Or maybe how horrible rock and roll was,
right?
And how it was going to destroy society, all those dangerous things that happened. Now, of course, it's social media. Mm. Oh, no, not that. Well, let's play cut number 190.
Lawmakers cite the U.S. Surgeon General's warning that children who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of mental health problems.
When it comes to social media, we are saying in the state of Florida that it is a harmful product. It is akin to a digital fentanyl that we're going to restrict access to in the same way that we restrict access to tobacco, to driving a car, to alcohol.
If passed, the restriction would require social media platforms to delete existing accounts of anyone under the age of 16. Recently, New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared social media a public health threat. So, Bill, this conversation isn't going anywhere.
Sure. This basically takes parents' rights away as well. Mm. I mean, the ones who buy the phones and pay the bills for their service, they have control. They're the ones who should have the control.
Yes.
In fact, media companies are even asking for that. Let's play cut 189.
It appears to put the responsibility on the social media platforms to enforce the ban. It requires those platforms to use, quote, reasonable age verification methods to confirm the age of the account holder, as well as terminate accounts of those under 16. Cybersecurity expert Ian Marlowe sees some trouble with that.
So many of these things are going to be very difficult to enforce because of the plethora of fake accounts that are just created across the board. From a technical perspective, there's going to be quite an issue being able to police it properly.
In a letter to Florida lawmakers, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, pushed back against this bill. They said that requiring age verification for all Floridians would raise privacy and security concerns. Meta also says it feels that parents should be the ones in control of their child's access.
Yes.
The company is pushing for federal legislation that would require parental consent at the App Store level for teens under 16 to download an app.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Having the parents approve the apps.
Yes.
That the children have, you know, having a restriction at the App Store and allow parents to approve which apps their kids can download. I'm not even a fan of that, but at least that may add some control to the whole issue.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That would be the way to do it, you would think, at least to start it out. 6:58, news, weather, and sports straight ahead in our next hour. Bach to Bowie tickets. We're going to give them away.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.